Federal budget cuts due to sequestration are threatening 149 similar operations across the country because contractors run the towers. Royal Eccles is the airport manager in Ogden. He says his issue isn't so much with Congress as it is with the FAA.
Our issue is that the FAA didn't follow the procedures that they need to follow in order just to close all these towers. There's a huge risk to safety involved.
Eccles says the FAA always requires a safety management system, or SMS, assessment. He says without that, people could die. He believes the politics involved in the sequester could directly affect the safety of residents in the area because all flights coming into Hill Field fly right over Ogden-Hinckley airspace. Republican Congressman Rob Bishop is the representative for the area. He says the FAA is just being lazy because it hasn't considered that the two towers are only 3.5 miles from each other.
So the interface between the military and the airport makes this a unique situation that the FAA should have considered in the first place but didn't.
Bishop says if the FAA does end up closing the tower, control operations at the tower at Hill Air Force Base will be expected to take over to keep residents safe. Eccles is hoping it never comes to that. Bob Nelson, KUER News.